1137 and 1144 together, please? I guess all of them, sorry, 1137 through 1144. Why don't you read them all?
1137, authorize an intergovernmental agreement with TriMet and City of Forest Grove for transit police services. 1138, authorize an intergovernmental agreement with TriMet and City of Gresham for transit police services. 1139, authorize an intergovernmental agreement with TriMet and City of Lake Oswego for transit police services. 1140, authorize an intergovernmental agreement with TriMet and Multnomah County for transit police services. 1141, authorize an intergovernmental agreement with TriMet and Oregon City for transit police services. 1142, authorize an intergovernmental agreement with City of Tigard for transit police services. 1143, authorize an intergovernmental agreement with TriMet and the City of Tualatin for transit police services. And 1144, authorize an intergovernmental agreement with TriMet and the City of West Lynn for transit police services.
Okay, Assistant Chief Modica and Commander Leeloff are here. Come on up. Explain, why are we doing business with all these other governments? What's going on here?
Good morning, Mr. Mayor and Council. Quite frankly, these are the intergovernmental agreements between the agencies that help staff the Transit Police Division. And we can't approve IGAs unless they come before council. There's no fiduciary cost to the city. The finances basically pass through with our fiscal services management.
So we end up being the fiscal agent for these other cities in that transaction, even though we're not spending money to police Tigard?
That's correct. They're actually helping us police the system. And, you know, the overhead is covered by the extra 5% on the reimbursement that TriMet provides the City of Portland for each officer or command level officer assigned to the Transit Police Division.
Just a qualitative question, I guess I would pose, and that is, in your opinions, as the managers of this function, are we at the right level of effort in terms of the number of officers that this whole multi-agency program is funding in terms of the level of public safety protection on a very, very busy transit system? Are we where we should be? Are you feeling like we're run ragged? Where are we? I know we can always use more, but how much, how badly is that, how severe is that concern at the moment?
Manager?
So I think we're at about the right size. We're 67 sworn members throughout 570 square miles with 60 miles of light rail track and 14 miles of heavy rail track. And at peak time, as you all know, we have 500 to 600 buses on the road transporting 320,000 trips per day. So all cities and all this task force model, all the cities get influence. And we provide four different stations in which we operate out of the three different counties. I'd say we're right sized. We just added five more positions for the Orange Line. The Orange Line is going, has exceeded all expectation of ridership, and the park and rides are full. So I feel confident. This is about $11.5 million package that TriMet provides policing services throughout the 570 square miles.
Yeah, as a rider of the Orange Line, I can attest it's really hard to find a seat by the third stop, so. Yeah, good problem to have. Okay, questions for Assistant Chief Modica or Commander Leeloff? Thank you both. Please stand by if we have any others, and we'll see if there's anyone that signed up to speak on this item.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you both.
One person, Charles Johnson.
Okay, come on up. Morning.
Good morning. Commissioner Fritz could leave because she knows we think the same about this. Obviously, the safety and health of our citizens and neighbors while they ride TriMet is something that we all share value about. And I hope that the issues that Commissioner Fritz raised in her previous comments on this will influence your work as Police Commissioner, Mayor, to make sure that the ultimate focus of this policing effort is a strong sense of community and safety for everybody riding on TriMet, that nobody will feel profiled and that people of diverse backgrounds and economic circumstances will feel they're getting equal respect from the TriMet system. TriMet has a separate fair inspection division of people wearing white shirts, and I want to encourage this whole community to take more seriously Commissioner Fritz's words about the overall budget of TriMet and how we can more equitably make sure that people who have financial hardship are able to participate in that system, and people who are better able to contribute financially to its operation do so, so that the police will just be looking for the occasional theft or the people who might need mental health care and not so worried about whether somebody looks like a less likely to pay person. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks very much. Okay, any other questions or comments before we vote? If there's no objection, I'm going to ask that the council vote on items 1137 to 1143 as a package, since they've all been read. Can we do that?
43 or 44?
Sorry, 44. 1137 through 1144. All emergency ordinances, all essentially identical. I'd like to do that with one roll call vote rather than eight, unless there's an objection.
Without objection.
Okay, then roll call on.
Council clerk was thinking about
it. Looking nervous about that, but I think we can put it into
objecting.
Record.
That's a council decision.
Look at them separately.
Is that a problem, Carla?
We've never done that before.
Come on.
We need a task force.
I move to consolidate 1137 to 1144.
Second.
Roll call on consolidation, please.
Novick.
Aye.
Fritz.
Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
I hope this isn't a dangerous precedent.
Aye.
Mm-hmm. Hales.
I'll steal Commissioner Novick's line. This is council gone wild. Aye. Roll call on the package, please.
Novick.
Aye.
Fritz.
I very much appreciate Assistant Chief Modica and Vandal Liloff for their diligence in making sure that the language we worked out before is in each of these. And also your commitment to working with the Equity Committee moving forward. So thank you. Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Hales.
Just to pause on that huge number of the number of people that ride this transit system every day. This region would not work. This downtown would not work. The city would not work if our citizens didn't think it was a safe and positive experience to get on a train or a bus. So this is important, and it works, regionally, and I appreciate the good effort that makes it so. Aye. Okay,